get a relatively light agenda, so we'll wait just another few minutes for people that may be encountering difficulty in traffic parking and others. We'll start about 6:20 or so. Just informally, we can talk about this. Mr. Jansen has brought up the fact that at this point we have no particular agenda items on next month's committee meeting, but we very well may meet at Brookside, or you call it Willowbrook, which is that the rehab arm of it? Or?
Yes, that's okay.
No, the assisted living.
Assisted living. See, wrong already.
Same thing.
So that is
we're not on the record.
Right. That's right. We haven't started rolling film yet, have we? Two, three, action. This is my worst site. Can we do this?
See, what would you do then?
So that will be determined as you go along, but just a heads up that it may occur for our monthly meeting next month.
Also, since we're talking informally, in October, generally we've only had one meeting, and that's been the combined Human Service Committee, Human Service Board for the budget.
Correct.
And we do that. I think it's scheduled October 24th. We'll send out, Diana send out something tomorrow just to remind folks. And we do that at the job center.
Correct.
So unless something, it'd be your request to have another meeting or something pops, that's generally been our meeting.
It's been one meeting, right?
Yeah, the committee's
in October 24th falls upon what day?
October 18th, Thursday, 24th.
That's when it's going to be?
October 18th.
Wasn't it on your calendar on the 24th, sir?
I have the 18th. From 4 to 8 in the comments.
Well, Lori's going to be there on the
18th.
You can choose which one.
The rest of us, I don't know.
I don't have anything on the 24th. Oh, is that my surprise?
Yeah. Surprise. I have it on the 18th.
The 24th is finance. Is the budget.
Yes, you're right.
So it's
the 18th, which is a Thursday. We generally schedule that at from 5 to 5:30. We provide sandwiches, and then at 5:30 is generally the start time for that meeting.
That would not be changed.
And that generally runs about an hour?
Sometime, depending on questions, it can be an hour and a half.
Are you in Vegas?
No, I might, I don't know for sure, but I might leave on the 17th to go to Europe.
Okay.
So, will
you phone in?
That might be it.
There's a problem. Did you say the 17th?
We have other meetings before that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have to get all the other committee meetings in before that. We can't do it until the budget gets released.
Right.
We're kind of on a crunch time with things.
Sure.
Because we go before finance that next week.
And I think Dad's is on the 15th or
16th. So you wanted the October Human Services Committee meeting taken off? And just no. Because it's combined with this one?
For now. Leave it on, and don't mess with the calendar, but now we just have the one.
You can leave it as a placeholder, but most likely the 18th will serve as our one meeting for the month.
17th. 18th. Yeah. Is what day are you?
Yes, you're right. If I do leave, it's going to be the 17th.
Oh, that's right, 17th.
You'll have to have a doctor's excuse.
No, well, the problem is
I must
be there by the 19th.
No, I understand.
You know, and I wanted to go before, but we got the board meeting, and I got my committee meeting on the 16th.
Well, when you get the budget, you can always come in and ask.
Yeah, we can talk.
Oh, yeah, no, just to be there. But,
yeah.
Well, if I do, that's what.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who's gonna present it to me? We're not on the record, right?
No, we're on the record.
Okay. Who's going to present it?
Tammy.
How about both of you? So I can really. Yeah.
Is this your swan song?
Lori's swan song.
No, that was last year. So this is her. I'm just right behind
her. I'm right behind her.
He's hiding in the clock. Well, I'm not going to say that. So let's just recapitulate here. The next meeting we're considering would be Wednesday, which?
For Willowbrook?
Yes.
It would be Tuesday, right?
It'd be Tuesday right after Labor Day.
Yeah.
Tuesday the 4th.
Yep.
The 5th, yeah, the 4th.
Tuesday, September 5th?
4th.
That's the 4th. Okay. The 5th is the 4th. The 4th, yeah.
All right, so enough of our informal organization. I now see by my phone it is 6:22 p.m. We can call this month's Human Services Committee meeting to order. Roll call. I see Supervisor Nuno here, Supervisor Rodriguez, Supervisor Celebrate, myself.
And we have the two.
There are two youth and governance which are present. Have we any citizens' comments? Any citizens' comments that would like to address the committee? If so, you have 5 minutes to speak. Seeing none, we'll move on to item 3, which is chairman's and supervisor's comments. So for the record, then, we'll just go over what we talked about informally at the beginning of this meeting, and that is our proposed next meeting, Tuesday, September 4th. No agenda items at this point, but we may very well meet at Willowbrook, which is adjacent on the west side of Brookside. And that will be to be determined, but that is one consideration. Also, for your further consideration, in October, in place of having the meeting on the first Tuesday of the month, that's the time when the annual budget comes out and is being prepared for the November budget hearings. So we are tentatively scheduled for the 18th of October, Department of Human Services, but down on South Sheridan Road at the complex, which is down there.
8600
Sheridan Road. And the proposed start time is?
5 o'clock, a light supper, 5:30, we'll have the meeting again.
Okay. So that is on the radar. You'll hear further confirmation about this, but I'd just like the committee to be apprised of where we're at currently. Questions or comments on that before we move on to the next item?
So that's the you said the budget comes to us on the 2nd, is presented to us by the county exec on the 2nd?
I don't know when it goes to the county exec.
I believe it's the
6th. The first Tuesday of October.
I mean, unless I'm missing something here. So Gabe could make it then. Can we move it those first 2 weeks in October?
No, because what happens is we have a bunch of committees that we have to go in front of. So we have to go in front of the Division of Health Committee to get approval on their budget. We have to go in front of all the committees that are attached to Aging and Disability and Brookside's committees. So those are already scheduled, and this just falls right into that.
Oh, okay.
After all those budgets get hopefully approved or presented, then we presented to
because
the larger group.
Yeah, you as a committee have to know if they've made any suggested changes.
Right. Yes.
So we have to meet with them.
So when's that last one?
I think it's the 16th. It's the week of the age of the commission.
Okay.
But when the budget gets released, and we've always offered this every year, certainly if you have any questions prior to our formalized budget meetings, reach out to us, set up an appointment, come sit down with us, we'll spend as long as you'd like on it, going through whatever questions you may have. So he would offer that to the governments also.
And if I do recall, there's actually been forms that have been circulated in the past where it says, if you have a particular question, you'd like to put it in writing, it can be submitted to administration. So you actually have a paper trail. You can follow the path of your question if you're wanting to do it that way, as opposed to electronically.
And then, Mr. Chair, I do have just a follow-up question. I don't have a problem with it, and I think it was an email, but I didn't read it real clearly. Why are you here tonight?
Tonight was the National Night Out events.
That's right.
Held throughout the community. One is being held here until 8 o'clock. So I had offered that if committee members wanted to get here beforehand, we could go and observe that.
Okay.
After this meeting, if you have time before the board meeting, I would encourage you to do that. The reason it's noisier than usual in here is that they generally do it outside, but the rain brought everything inside. So that was the thought behind today's meeting.
Boys and Girls Club's always noisy, but that's a good thing.
Yeah,
it is. That's what I mean. We're having a fun time.
So the National Night Out is now a National Night In.
Yeah.
What else do we want to cover here?
I just want to make one more comment, if it's okay.
Yes.
For next month at the meeting, we're going to have it at Willowbrook. Maybe we should think about starting at 6 o'clock for the traveling time to the
public. Well, we could, but here's the issue. We don't have anything on the agenda specifically at this point. So even if we meet at 6:15, I think we'll have enough time to do it. It's basically 6:15 to 6:30, something like that, and then we'd be back.
Yeah, I told him just a small, brief presentation. At most, you'd have a half hour, 45 minutes. I know you'd want to leave by 7, I would assume.
Right. Yeah. I thought maybe somebody wanted to take a look at the place.
Oh, sure.
The only reason why.
But if that changes, we have agenda items, and we'll have to come to some other consideration. Okay. Now, I did request that each one of you be contacted by phone. We at least have a phone message given that we were doing this meeting here. That was my request in writing. Did that happen?
I sent an email to everyone.
And I said the email's fine, but based upon the unique of this, I'd ask that a phone call be given just so everyone would be apprised.
The only thing I believe the email was just with the agenda.
No, the email sent out stated that, because Isabella answered, it said that they had a release form and everything.
I just opened the agenda, looked at the agenda, and...
Pardon me?
I said we dropped the ball on that one, but if we meet over at Willowbrook, we'll make sure...
Don't say we.
I think it's the belt and suspenders approach. If we're going to change the venue and so forth, let's have multiple things going. The email, that's fine, but also, Supervisor Seller, I'm sure you'd like a phone call, wouldn't you? Or at least a phone message.
That'll be fine. At multimedia, whatever we get.
You have to call Gabe for sure.
You've got the multimedia rolling behind you. All right, so I think that covers chairman's comments, supervisor's comments, anything else? Youth and governance, anything? Nothing superfluous you'd like to bring up?
I have one question.
Sure.
We had talked something a little bit about methadone clinics last time.
Yes.
I didn't know if we had any more information on what was going on with that. I know that it was talked about being a private business that they had down in, I believe it was Waukegan. But I was just curious if they said anything else.
I'll let Mr. Jansen comment upon that.
I don't have any more analysis on that other than what was the comments made in the last meeting. Heavily regulated, generally run by folks certainly with medical backgrounds and MD backgrounds. There's nothing to preclude them from coming here. It's just whether or not they think they can make a business plan and open up a shop here. So I can get more information and I'll forward that on as I get it.
Well, the comment that was made, would there be some way of orchestrating travel for citizens of Kenosha County to these places that would be beneficial? So
they can use medical transport.
One in Lake County. Is there also one in Racine County?
Racine County is where I think most of the folks go.
Okay.
And if I may add, does that include Vivitrol clinics too for Racine?
I don't know that they've gone there yet, and I know the last time I met over there in the spring, they were considering adding additional medications, but they needed a separate site. It could be the same building, but just a bigger division amongst the two medications. So that was another issue that they were dealing with. So right now, the Vivitrol certainly is sponsored by the county here in Kenosha through the Division of Health. But you know, a private physician can prescribe Vivitrol. There's nothing that can stop anybody from doing it.
Anything else for supervisors' comments? Seeing none, we'll move on to approval of minutes. July 10th, 2018. Looking for a motion to approve. By Supervisor Rodriguez, second.
Second.
Supervisor Nudo. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Passes unanimously. Number 5 on our agenda for this evening, resolution to approve the appointment of Amy Malott to the Kenosha County Workforce Development Board. Who is handling that?
I am. This is a reappointment. Amy's been on the board, I believe, at least on 2 other occasions. Her most recent appointment being September of 2015. The 2 meetings that she missed were excused absences. And like I said, it's a reappointment, so we didn't ask her to be here tonight. She's an active board member, has a number of suggestions that assist the board in its endeavors.
Very well. Looking for a motion to approve.
I'm on top of
it. Supervisor Nudo approves.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Rodriguez. This time we'll take Youth and Governance first.
Aye.
Aye. Rest of the committee, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, same sign. Seeing none, motion carries. Resolution carries. Item number 6, resolution to approve the appointment of Michael Gable to the Kenosha County Human Services Board.
Once again, this is a reappointment. Mike has been an active, Supervisor Gable has been an active member of that board, attending 23 out of 25 meetings. The two that he missed were excused, and he is succeeding himself again. So part of the Human Service Board requires a member of the Human Service Committee to be on the board so he can be filling that role.
Looking for a motion to approve.
Move to approve.
Supervisor Rodriguez.
Second.
Second by Supervisor Celebrate. Youth and Governance.
Aye.
Committee. Those in favor say aye.
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 Those opposed? Resolution carries. We are now looking at item number 7, presentation, second quarter DHS budget update by Tammy Capito.
Does everybody have one of these? I didn't send it with the packet. So this is our mid-year financial status update and where we are running with the budget for 2018. So the first line is aging and disability. Right now we are running over budget, $558,000. The bulk of that is in behavioral health institutes. So we have a deficit of $986,000. Children and Family Services, we're running under budget, projected $200,000. We have a placements, our over budget $300,000, but we have Medicaid revenue from the 2016, additional $500,000. So those netted together equals our under budget of $200,000. The Health Division, we're looking at projecting to be under budget $18,000. The bulk of that is savings in the accreditation, so they're not going to be accredited anymore with the Public Health Accreditation Board. And then Medical Examiner and Veterans, we're looking at breaking even for both of those divisions. Workforce Development, right now we're looking at being over budget, $150,000 for revenue reduction and income maintenance, but we may receive some more funding in the fourth quarter. So our overall levy need right now projected for 2018 is $489,000. And then for Brookside Care Center, right now we're at a loss of $647,000. But for 2018, we had a budgeted loss of $1.7 million for the renovation. So we're actually ahead of where we budgeted. So at this point, we would have expected to be at a loss of almost $870,000. So we're actually $222,000 ahead of budget. And the majority of this is due to the renovation being done early, and we were up our 10 beds. So we were down 10 beds during the renovation, so we had some more income because the renovation was completed early.
Can I ask a question at this point? Just to do the Brookside numbers right here, the 646,892, is that 2018?
Yes, that's 2018.
And we're basically halfway through, a little more than halfway through, because the fiscal year runs the same as the calendar year, right?
Yeah.
So the point you're making is for 2017, you associate $1.7 million.
For 2018, we had a budgeted loss of $1.7
million.
And right
budgeted.
Now, budgeted, right. And right now our actuals is a $646,000 loss. Which, per budget, we would be around $870,000 right now for a loss.
So the $1.7 million figure is budgeted in 2018, mm-hmm. but in part includes renovation dollars.
Well, during the renovation time, we were down beds.
Oh, just you couldn't have the revenue because you didn't have the...
Exactly. We were down 10 beds, yep.
So, exclusive of that, we just take a look at 646,892 as being the deficit to this point.
Yep.
Exclusive of any offsets, what is the projection going to be through the end of the year?
1.2. So just take that one, double it.
Exclusive of any offsets. Any other revenue or things that are coming in that's unforeseen.
Yeah,
Even though you'll have the full bet?
Yes. I mean, we'll probably, I'm sure we'll come out better than 1.2.
So if we're saving $500,000 than we initially anticipated, but we still have, and I could be reading this wrong, but the levy needs is $500,000.
So Brookside's not on the levy. We do return $500,000 for 2018, but they're in their own account. Right now, the actual loss is $220,000 better than budget. So if we were to double that, they'd actually be $500,000 better than what we budgeted. So additional on top of what we
budgeted. No, I'm not talking about Brookside here. I'm talking about if you go back up.
Oh, yes.
You got aging, disability, that part.
Yep.
I mean, can you go over that one more time?
Sure.
If that's okay?
Yeah.
Just a little bit more in depth, only because...
This one is projected out for year end, where we plan projecting out at the year end. So right now, we're looking at a possible levy need of $489,000. And that's adding all these divisions ahead of, on top of there. So the aging and disability, they're running over budget, $558,000.
And that's due to...
Mostly behavioral health. So if you go to page 2, this gives all the details of what's going on in behavioral health. And the top part is the state institutes. And right now we are over budget, $854,000. So state institutes, they run about 1,100, right now they're running 1,145 a day for cost. So anyone that has to go to the state institute for... So we're having a longer length of stay for our state institutes than we did last year.
And are we having more admitted as well?
The next page, page 3, the bottom left, the red line, that's the state institute. So actually we're projecting to be 4 beds less, or 4 less admissions right now. But if you look at the bottom right chart, if you look at the institutes, which is in the middle, the days, the length of stay, we're at 14.8, where last year we were at 12.9. So it's actually the length of stay that's causing us to be over.
And then going back to children and family, or no, you're running under budget for children and family and health, breaking even on the next two.
Yep.
And then workforce development, that's...
That's a revenue reduction for income maintenance, but we have a possibility of getting some extra funding in the fourth quarter that we think will take care of that.
Okay.
And we're talking, what type of numbers are you looking at funding may materialize or not?
Well, for the workforce development, Jeff's thinking... it's an enhanced funding that we don't know for sure, but he thinks that will cover the deficit, the $150,000, that they would break even.
Well, okay.
What would your source be? What's that fund?
Enhanced funding. It's part of IM.
Yeah, it's income maintenance, and sometimes, they get extra money as other counties during the year don't lose it all, or the state kind of finds some extra. And it's distributed based upon a caseload and things. So and it's not uncommon, but we just don't know it at this point. Mm-hmm.
And they won't reveal it till the fourth quarter.
Is this
correct?
I have some vocab questions. What's a levy?
Levy. So that's on the taxpayer.
Okay.
So the levy is how much we take from taxes.
So. If it's a levy need, then you're going to tax more? Is that what that means?
Well, hopefully we'll find savings in other people's, what they projected for levy.
And then what's a bed?
I'm sorry?
A bed.
Oh, a bed?
Yeah.
At the nursing home, it's just each bed that we...
So going back to this, sorry.
Let's give Supervisor Noodle a chance, please.
Okay, I just want to go back to page 1. As far as Brookside is concerned, we went through that yesterday, pretty much in depth. And hopefully, it's going to be a lot better than what we have now. We're doing pretty good now. This should be an 869. It's a 646. And now they're projecting that the income is going to be more because we have more people residing there now. So it's going to be better than what it even looks in there now. Back on top, aging and disability, we're $558 budget right now.
Yes.
What was projected for the whole year? Anybody knows?
The what?
The projection for 2018.
The budget?
Yes.
The budget
that we need?
Well, the budget for state institutes for 2018 was about around 2.1 mil, and that was below what our actual spending was in 2017. So we knew going into it that we were going to have some difficulties achieving this year's, which is at the 2.1, I believe. Is that correct?
We budgeted 1.9, so we budgeted 2 million. And right now, our actuals is 1.4 million.
Okay, so what is budgeted 1.9?
Yeah.
And we're 1.4. So.
And what we're at 1.4.
So probably we're gonna end up if things stay the same. At about
if things stay the same, right?
2.8. So we're gonna be losing about
1.7 million.
Yeah. And what about for workforce development? Same question I left. Is it about the same?
Yeah, I didn't bring how much we had to levy. I mean, this is kind of just tells you the difference.
Right,
where
up to now.
Yeah, where we budgeted from levy. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sure. It's not unusual for our second quarter report to look mm-hmm. kind of like this, mm-hmm. But as money and funds come in and we're able to
sure.
do things throughout the year, we've been pretty good about adjusting, finding more revenue, and kind of breaking even at the end of the day. So just to let the newer members know, not to be totally shocked.
So aging and disability alone, you've got that 558, and then the levy, though, the levy need is $68,500 less. So, is there additional funding coming in that the levy need would be lower than what our deficit is right now?
Well, it's the offset with the children and families being over and the health
of
the
homeless.
Okay.
Yeah,
it
adds all those
above
there.
Yeah.
But wouldn't that still be, wouldn't we be lower than 489 then if we're $200,000 under budget?
Well, so 200,000 we are under budget.
Then we're 150.
Then if you take away the 150, we're 50,000.
Anything in parentheses are negative.
I get that. But she's saying this $150,000 is expected, not guaranteed, but is expected to be made up.
Well, I'm hoping, yeah. This adds it in
total.
Right now it adds it in because it's government and cash. But
That's my question. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you.
So there's some funding sources that don't come in until closer to the end of the year that
we
can't project yet or not.
No, that makes sense. I was just trying to make sense of the math here.
Yeah.
So to follow up on that further, we take a look at the 49803. We're expecting an offset of at least $150,000 may come in workforce development. Are there any other additional offsets that we may be expecting? Do you have a...
We possibly may have some more with the CCS recon. That funding wouldn't come in until maybe December. December at the latest, maybe October.
Okay. So in a best-guess scenario of this 49,803, what particular either numerical value or percentage of offset might we expect in a reasonable case scenario?
Right now, reasonably, I would say we could bring that to maybe a $300,000 levy need.
Okay.
Up to this point.
Mm-hmm. Well, by the end of the year.
No, she's talking about up to this point. The 4089 is up to this point.
Right.
Correct.
So, so by the end of the year, actually, we should double this minus. So it's probably going to be about $650.
So with the 2019 budget, we'll have another quarter, and we'll have much better numbers and much better figures. So when we present the 2019 budget, or I present it, I will present the third quarter, and those numbers. I mean, halfway through the year is still.
Isn't this kind of like your
miracle
in May? It's
not
really, we don't have
a lot of
correct.
Right. Now, as long as you're on the subject, we were saying that the Brookside situation, 646, may very well be doubled, 1.2 million deficit projected. You made a comment, Supervisor Nudo, that there may be some offsets or revenues coming in where you would not see that amount of deficit.
Right. It's going to be more than the 646
yes.
because projected was 1.7. but technically if we double that, we're probably 1.3.
Right.
And I think if I took a guess right now, based on what we had talked yesterday, maybe we can expect maybe about 1.1,
okay,
something like that, which it will be much better than the 1.7 that we had there. That's why I didn't complain about it yesterday.
All right, I think that covers what we have thus far. Do you want to continue on with your presentation? Is there more?
That's everything I have, unless you have more questions.
I have one question. What is there something being lost by lack of a public health accreditation board? Is there somebody that's not being accredited? Could that possibly lead to reduced revenues as well now?
It's not. So when they originally wanted to be accredited, they thought they'd get special treatment for grant money. And it turns out they're not getting any special treatment for being accredited. So right now it's just extra expense to them. So if they didn't see a benefit to it, so they're not
going to re-accredit. Oh, okay. And are there deadlines for awarding grants as well that are set for third quarter or in the near future that you know of that may also offset any of these numbers?
I know that we've applied for grants, and a lot of times those federal grants you don't hear until October or November, so yeah, potentially there could be other sources coming in, like the Coverdell grant, which helps for equipment and health and things like that. So.
Thank you, that's all I have.
Just to finish up on Brookside, of the 646,892 that we see in the red, could you care to assign a number or proportion that was due to the decreased number of beds in that figure? Do you have an approximation?
Because we budgeted for a partial year of beds under, so we really, you know, the bonus was we moved back sooner and we gained our beds sooner, the 10 beds.
So at this point, though, we are up to full strength for our beds, everything's, and that's been effective as of what date?
I would think May 1st, for sure.
What's that?
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
May 1st?
Yeah, either mid-April or May 1st.
Mid-March is when we moved back. Yeah, so by the time it ramps up,
yeah.
So back to full strength by May 1st.
Mm-hmm.
Good, I think that concludes.
If you need some extra on that, I do have a report. I was looking, I thought I had one here.
Right.
But if you need one, I can get it for you.
Timmy?
It's more in detail.
Just for purposes of tonight's discussion in front of the county board,
the
at least I can recapitulate. We don't need every single
April,
detail.
May,
I might
June?
Have the car, but the best guess is it's going to be about 1.1.
Thank you.
Further question or comments directed to the second quarter DHS budget update committee?
So what was the total? I mean, if budgeted last year was less than what we spent for the department, what was that net loss that was projected? Like for admitting them to the state facilities, you said that last year in the budget there was less budgeted than the year before. So, I mean, if you take all the instances, the cases like that, what was the net loss as a whole?
For last year?
For going into this year. So, you know, say there's something that last year we had budgeted $1 million and now we're only got 800,000. If you add all that up, what was that loss? Do you have that number?
Last year, our actuals, we were at 2.2 million for residential placements. And we had in the budget 1.9 million, so we were about 200,000 less than where we were actuals for last year.
So you knew going into this year that we were going to run the deficit, most likely.
It can go up and down. Mm-hmm. It all depends on how many residents are in there, the need.
I might just add something because you're new. So keep in mind that right now we've already submitted a draft for 19's budget, mm-hmm, and it's July.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we don't see that trend. Our 19, our new next year's budget does not see our trend for that third and fourth quarter.
Okay.
So we wouldn't have known on December how to build a budget in January. It's a timing thing.
Supervisor Hoodle.
If you look in the back of your packet on page 10 and 11,
yes,
it's got a breakdown on Brookside.
Okay.
So it's got on page 10, it's got the actual for the daily occupancy. like January 138, 135, 140.
Okay.
And now we're up to the 148, 145. Mm-hmm. It's pretty much up to the productivity. So that's where we're going to bring some of the extra income.
And you're speaking of the number of beds?
Number of beds, okay. That's correct.
Very well. Any further questions or comments for this particular item? Seeing none, we'll move on. Committee members' comments. Anyone have a comment or question they'd like to bring forward at this time? Seeing none. Any other business is authorized by law. I think we have covered most of it in the earlier portion of our meeting in terms of subsequent gatherings for us around the committee. Seeing no other issues, entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded. Youth and Governance?
Aye.
Committee?
Aye.
Stand adjourned. Thank you.
You got a second? You want to see Night Out? Or I can
yeah,
down the hallway.
Sure.